You're about to hear an inspiring message from the team at C3 Church Bathurst. It's our prayer that it will spur you to live your best life in Him.
Fantastic. Well, your pastor introduced me before. I'll just say that again. Brian Bernays is my name. German Jewish origin. How's that? Heritage from Hamburg in Germany, and this is my wife, and she's Irish. She's Australian. And she's an absolutely magnificent human being. We've been married for 35 years. My goodness, how did we do that? Yeah. You're right, bro, I have to say, you're right. So she needs a medal. So what we did, we had three children and then we had a 10-year break and decided we'd just have two more. So we've had kids in our house continually for 35 years and we still got one, our kids. So one day we'll be free. This is awesome. God is so good. As Pastor Jeff said, we're from C3 Tamworth. We bring our greetings. And we've got so much in common with your city and with your church. A lot of things just almost the same. So we're like brothers, you know. So it's like, we got there. It was a bit awkward, but, you know, we got there. You know where my heart is, don't you, brother? So totally. It's one of those deals. My goodness. So you got a great church here, guys. One thing I like to say to people is value what you got. Don't underestimate what you got here, people. This church, you've got what you've got here could really change this city. And it's going to grow, I'm telling you. It will grow. So you just get everyone align your faith with that right there, right? Our church is going to grow. Your church is going to grow. It's growing. You guys are going to take over next door. You're going to buy land. You are. You're going to do it, all right? Just saying. Yeah. Come on. Just get a yes in your spirit about that. Don't question it. Don't double guess it. Just God can do it, right? Faith is just you just start by saying yes to God. Just say, yeah, God, I believe you can. You don't have it all worked out. I'll talk about that in a minute. I'll help you with that. Amen. So your pastor's been talking about wisdom, so I'm going to share a bit about that this morning. I feel like we should just pray one more time. Is that all right? This is a church, we can pray? Fantastic. So, Father, we just commit this next little bit to you right here, Lord. We thank you for your word. It's powerful. It's life-giving. Your word is sharp. And, Lord, it will just revive our spirits. We open up our hearts to hear from you. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, as the teacher of the church, and we're expecting to hear from you and to hear what you have to say to us through your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Fantastic, guys. So this is my third trip here, and just really love your church, love the spirit in this place, and we love C3 Church. Just wondering, anybody new to C3 Church as a movement, anybody really new to this whole thing? And just give me a little wave. Yeah, we're pretty new. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's not a sin. It's okay. You can put your hand up. So, it's all good. So I'm going to talk to you about wisdom and about the Holy Spirit this morning. So we're going to start reading in the Bible, which is always a great place to start. And we're going to start in James chapter 1, verse 5. We're going to read this. If any of you lacks wisdom, James 1:5. Anybody lack wisdom here? Any, a few hands, a few brave people, a few truthful people. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. Okay, we're going to go over to chapter 3 and verse 13. Trust me, I know a lot about not being wise. We had a good night with the men last night, didn't we, boys? Those who were here, fantastic night. And I shared a couple of stories. But I didn't tell all the stories about blowing up school toilets and all that sort of stuff. And a few unwise things that have happened. Yeah, anyway, so. So verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. It's human level wisdom it's talking about. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven, that's the wisdom of God, that's the wisdom from the Holy Spirit, is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So that's a great little passage of Scripture. So I want to just join the dots this morning with you with the idea of being filled with God's wisdom that runs, it's a direct result of being filled with the Spirit of God, of being a Holy Spirit-filled Christian. And because if you and I are just trying to operate on a human level, like I've prayed for wisdom or I've thought of doing something wise. And when I look back, I know how stupid it was. Anybody else? Because it wasn't the wisdom of God. It was just the wisdom of man. It was just my, what I thought was smart at the time. But in hindsight, it was a big mistake. So it wasn't the wisdom of God. So we've all done that, right? Mike, speaking to the right crowd, all right? So there is a wisdom that we can get from God. To get that, we have to tap into the Holy Spirit. We have to be a Holy Spirit people. And we cannot live this life you cannot live the Christian life just being a human level person. This is a spiritual life. It's the life of the Holy Spirit. We've been singing about it this morning. And if you and I just try to live this thing, be Christians on a human level, we will burn out. It'll kill us. It'll not only do your brain in, your body will break down. Like some people that this is the Christian life. I'm going to try and be a Christian. I'm going to try and be good. I'm going to try and be godly. And I'm going to try and, it's like almost constipated sort of deal. that's not what, it's about letting the Holy Spirit get on you and flow through you and it happens automatic, right? Is that right? And so I'm going to talk a lot more about this. All right. So first thing I want to say is, the wisdom that the Holy Spirit brings is full of joy and peace. So part of the evidence that you're living in the Spirit is that you have this thing about peace and joy on you. And no matter what you go through, you can find that place of peace and joy. And I know we all go through tough things from time to time. I'm very aware of this family this morning. Just love it on you guys. Just incredible hard things going on. But you can walk through stuff with God's peace on you. You really can. But you have to tap into the Holy Spirit to get that. You can't just think you're going to get it by just wishful thinking or something. You have to stop and let the Holy Spirit drop in your world and receive His peace. I cannot tell you the number of times I've prayed for people who are just upset, stressed out, and I just pray, just come and lay hands on them. And you can do this. Just come and lay hands on them and say, Lord, I just pray for your peace. Just thank you, Lord, for your supernatural peace just descending upon them right now. And I say, you just take a deep breath and receive that right now. And you just see like just everything just dissipating, all that stress, all that worry, that anxiety. So if you're in a place of anxiety and worry, and you, the way you know that is because of the words that come out of your mouth. You say, oh, I'm so worried about this. I'm a bit concerned about this. Say, no, just get that wrinkle out of your forehead, right? And just let it go and trust God with it. Bring it to the Lord and bring it to Him. Anxiety and worry is a symptom that you're in the flesh, not in the Spirit. that you're trying to do things on a human level and not on the level of the Holy Spirit, not with the help of the Holy Spirit. Does that help? You know where I'm coming from? So here's when the Holy Spirit comes, there's a flow, all right? I want to just explain that a little bit. We as human beings, we like to have control, right? Any control freaks here? Don't put your hand up. All right. But we like to, you know, we like to have our hand on things and be able to control it. We don't like that feeling of being out of control is very, makes us very nervous, right? If you're human, that's probably all of us. And so we like to have a sense of control, a little bit of predictability and everything. But the things of the Holy Spirit, I find, are very unpredictable. And it can be a very sort of scary realm to live in. If you're the sort of person that's got to have your hands all over everything and have your hands on everything and input in everything like that, it's a sign that you need to step back and let God in. We're not the white knuckle club, right? We're not holding on to everything so tight even God can't get in, right? We're the people who live in joy and peace. And so when you try and control everything, try and just make everything happen, and what you're saying is, God, I don't think you can handle this. I need to handle this. You know, it's kind of like a subtle thing, but it's what we do. Instead of stepping back from say, Lord, I don't know what to do here, but I'm going to trust you. That's a different zone. That's where the Holy Spirit turns up, right there. Then you say, Lord, I'm just taking my hands off this. I'm going to trust you. That little scripture, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That scripture would keep people out of mental institutions if people would do it. Cast your cares on him. Let go of your stuff. Simple as that, and let God in. The Holy Spirit, just come now. Thank you for your peace. God, I trust you. So this is the thing. There's a difference between believing in God and believing God. Did you hear that? The subtle thing. It's different, but it's different. It is different. You can say, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus. But do you believe him? Do you believe he will come through for you right now in this situation? Do you believe he's with you in spite of whatever is happening? Do you believe him? Do you trust his promises? Do you trust that what he said is true? He said, I'll never leave you. I won't forsake you. God, I trust you. You're here in spite of your circumstances, your whatever situation you're walking through. So this is... So I want to just move that on to another level, this thing about it being a flow. So if you've got control of it, the Holy Spirit cannot flow. If the Bible says, let God arise, your enemies be scattered. We have to let him in. We have to let God into our world. So the next thing I want to say about this is that you don't have to understand everything and know everything before you make decisions, before you do things, before you move. You just have to. I've found that the Holy Spirit, God will give us a big picture in prayer, but if you start moving in faith, the Holy Spirit will fill in all the gaps. You don't have to have all the details. You don't have to be obsessed with just lining up every little detail and, you know, just micromanaging your world. That's a sign you're not trusting in the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? I know there's sort of balance, and every situation is different. So this is just speaking generally, but in general terms, we have to allow God to fill in the picture. We have a general direction. So you guys are moving towards expanding this building and stuff. So that's the big picture, right? That's like God in your heart and moving towards it. I don't know how much you've talked about that. Did I spill the beans or not at all? Well, I'm telling you, mate. Yeah. You're taking over the city. Well, I didn't speak out of turn, mate. Gee, no, that's all good. I say, so, but you don't know how that's going to work out, do you? You have no idea what's going to happen. There's going to be little twists and turns and things, but you're going to move your faith towards it, right? You don't have to control all the details and just have it all lined up. We our journey in buying our building is a similar deal. We just felt that God wanted us to have this building and this land, and we just started to pray. Say, Lord, we don't know how, but we're going to trust you. And we started to pray, and God started creative ideas and gave us favor with different people and and gave us this lead and that lead, and the Holy Spirit just started to guide us. And so here's the deal. The Holy Spirit is, he's a wind. He's like a wind, right? He's not a formula. And the Bible says, this is John 3:8. This is a very incredibly scary scripture. Holy Spirit is the wind. He comes from, we're not sure where, and he's going to not, we're not sure where either. What? That is freaky. That is really scary to think, you know what, I've got to trust God who says, well, I'll come from, you don't know where, and I'm going to, I don't know where either. But I want you to trust this. God knows what he's doing. God's pretty clever. He's wiser than all of us. He's got all the answers, got all the solutions out there waiting for you, but you got to catch the wind. You got to catch the wind. You got to trust the Holy Spirit that he'll lead you. And who's been sailing? Who's been sailing? Sailboats. What an awesome experience, isn't it? And the bigger the better, of course. The faster the better, bigger, faster, all that. But it's just so, you know, that wind just picks up that sail, whoosh, just like, this is just such a great feeling. And that's how the Christian life is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be like trudging across the desert, you know, trying to live for Jesus. It's not, that's not it. That's completely missing it. There's this wind that gets under our sails and carries us along. But to catch that, you got to stop and let God and talk to the Holy Spirit, talk to God. Let him soak, wait, listen, journal, God. If you like, because I've learned this the hard way, because I like to, I'm sort of a gung-ho type person. Bull at a gate, my wife says. I just take the gate and everything. It's like, some of you know my story, my testimony. I rodeoed for 12 years, rode bulls, professional rodeo circuit in Australia, went to the States for 2 years, the whole thing. So that's like, it's gung-ho, it's charging, open the gate and it's on and you're charging it. And I approach life like that. You just charge it, you know, like, and I've had to learn to stop and wait and listen to God. Because I just get an idea and boom, I'm after it. It's like, wait a minute. Wait. There's that word in the Bible, wait. Crazy word. Psalm 46:10, my key verse my wife reminds me about. Be still and know that I am God. You know, that has been so helpful in my life. And so I'm just sharing my bit of my story. But he's not only a wind, he's like a river. Holy Spirit's a river. And he's not a spreadsheet. I thought that'll help somebody. Yeah. I actually said that to someone else. You know, the Holy Spirit's a river, not a spreadsheet. And so, if you're all in your head trying to figure something out, there's no solution in that. That'll just create more and more angst. One of the worst things we do when things are bad or you've got a challenge or a problem or a solution you're finding is to rehearse it in your head, or you've done something wrong that you regret, you rehearse it. You go over and over again. There's zero solution in that. But if you'll stop, let go, and get in the Holy Spirit, now start to worship God. And you just do what we did here, just get in the river. And there starts to be a flow of God in your life. And solutions come, thoughts come, answers come. All sorts of things come when you just get in the river. And so we're not supposed to trudge through the desert, we're supposed to swim in a river. That's the Christian life. That's the description of the Christian life. And so many Christians burn out because they don't know how to get in the river. Everybody say, thank God I'm in this church. Because these people will lead you into the river. I know a lot of you live in the river and it's an exciting thing, but that river's, it's like I'm saying, you don't know where it's going half the time, but it's great. It's good. It's God. So why would you go anywhere else, you know? Who's going to jump out when there's a river you can swim in, right? So I want to just encourage you with that. So here's the last thought I want to just bring you this morning before I close out, that when we're talking about the things of the Spirit and we're talking about the wisdom of man, there's an order of the Spirit. I want to share an experience where God showed me this stuff once again. I've had a few lessons along the way. Who's ever been to a mission in the third world, like somewhere in Asia maybe? Yeah, quite a few of you, right? Who knows that when you go there, there's just often you've got no idea what's going to happen, and it can be very chaotic at times, right? Chaos. So I've been to the Philippines a couple of times and a few other places, but I think it's the second time we went to the Philippines. We're doing a street outreach, right? And we've got all the PA and it's all happening. We're preaching, praying for people, and it's crowds of people. And a thunderstorm comes in, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be the electric horseman in a minute. Yeah, it's like we're going to get electrocuted with all this PA out there, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to walk back over here, get away from this PA. And it's just, so, you know, so we stop, and the guys throw a few plastic on the PA and stuff, and then the storm passes, so we start preaching again, and the crowds come again, and then a semi-trailer comes through the middle of the crowd, because we're in the street, you know, and people and this, and donkeys, horses, all sorts of stuff, people yelling, and then night meetings is even crazier, because you've got all the bugs and stuff flying around, and cockroaches flying around, big. One minute I was preaching this about a cockroach about this big just lands in my face. Boom. Just out. So it's like, thank you, Jesus. Behold, I give you authority over, you know, everything anyway. You know, that's another thing. But just chaos, right? And I'm thinking, God, how can you work in this deal? And that scripture came to me, like, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15:40. It says, let everything be done decently and in order. Ah, very funny, God. I mean, there's zero order here. There's no order. It's totally disorderly. And straight away, the revelation came to me that there is an order of the Holy Spirit and there's an order, human order. The two are not necessarily the same. And we can look at this situation and we can look, this is totally wild. This is totally out of control. It's chaotic. And God's saying, in order. This is what I want. This is where I live. In order by the Holy Spirit. So that was a valuable lesson to me to not have to understand everything. And you know, it's like you go to pray for people. You don't know what happened to them. And I don't know, you pray for people on their deathbed. They say, come with me. And you know, they're talking in their language and whatever. And you can pray for this person. It's some old lady in the deathbed. You pray for someone else and they're dying. And it's chaotic, right? But the Holy Spirit's there. But you may never know what happened. Some of them, you know, I'll say, what happened to that old guy we prayed for the other day in his house? And he said, oh, yeah, he came good. And what about that lady? Oh, she died. Okay. You get a 50-50 chance if I pray for you, right? but you don't have to understand everything. Control everything. Just trust God with your world. Trust God with your life. Trust God with your decisions. Trust God with your marriage. Turn to Him with your business. You need ideas, inspiration, whatever. Get with the Holy Spirit. Just get in a place of worship. Just love you, Lord, and worship. And speak to me, and He'll speak to you, show you things, give you ideas, connections, whatever. And I'm repeating myself, but I want you to get this right, because when your pastor says, you know, Bev just said this morning, you know, we're a people of prayer, right? Well, prayer is a lot of things, but it's not just saying prayers, you know, dear God, you know, please bless this and so and do this. It's not just words. It's also worshiping and getting in the river of God and getting the wind in your sails and just waiting long enough to hear and then praying in the Holy Spirit. And we're a Pentecostal church, right? And you may not know what that means. I don't know everyone here, but in the Bible, on the day of Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit fell on the church. And it changed the church from being locked up and fearful in a room to being on the street boldly preaching. Totally transformed the church. And we need that. We need that. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's two things every Christian absolutely must do. Get saved first, right? Jesus in your life, and secondly, get filled with the Holy Spirit and overflow. Got to overflow. There it is. Let's overflow with the Holy Spirit. If you're full of the Holy Spirit, you'll have all the wisdom you ever need. Right? You'll have the wisdom of God if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So I could talk forever, obviously. I'd like to pray for people right now before we just go and break this up. I'm just wanting to leave you with that thought about being a Holy Spirit person, taking that time out to connect with the presence of God on a regular basis. I talked with the men last night about getting that discipline every morning just to get in the Word, get in the presence of God, even if it's only for a few minutes. Once again, prayer is not supposed to be some big onerous thing, because we read about some prayer warrior who prayed for 15 days. Well, good on him, I say. Yeah, but we can pray for 5 minutes, right? We can stop and get in the presence of God. We just let God come into our world like right now. Some of you got stuff on your mind right now. You need to just let go. Give it to God right now in this place. We did earlier, but I don't know if everyone even did it. We don't tune in, you know. We just like, I know Bev said that. Just let things go. Just get in the presence of God. Give it to the Lord right now.
Thanks for listening. We would love to connect with you. Our services are on Sundays at 217 Howick Street at 10 a.m. for a 10:30 service. Or visit us on the web at c3churchbathurst.org.
Come like a river, come like a flood. Let us be overwhelmed, baptized in your love.